Happy New Year to you all. Thank you for joining me in receiving this month's insights and seeing what Spirit brings through for us to be aware of as we kick off this new year. And the first thing that Spirit is sharing is that many of us, most of us, are very ready to embrace new energy, new beginnings, and just an overall feeling of rebirth. There's no denying the heaviness, the challenges, the deep transformational shifts that we've been experiencing the last 2 to 3 years. They've been major. And you are reminded that sometimes change feels forced. Other times we feel like we're asking for it. But all that matters is that we do our best to accept and embrace it where we can. Challenge creates change. And one of the silver linings and one of the energies that comes up that feels so beautiful for January is that we really start to be able to tap into some of the beauty that's ready to be birthed from some of the challenges. And Spirit reminds us that everything is cyclical in life. Everything has a season. Everything has a reason. And we must always surrender to divine time. And so they show me someone that is watering a garden. And it's difficult. The human part of us wants to bend over and encourage that flower to grow faster. Come on, I'm ready for you. What do you look like? And we're reminded to just exhale and to just live and to be in the present moment. And before we know it, we look over and that flower has blossomed. And it's when we do fully let go that we open up that flow for things to progress. So Spirit is encouraging you in this month of one, of new beginnings and fresh starts, to just surrender to whatever will keep you in the flow this year. When you notice yourself in resistance and out of flow, taking a moment to call on your spirit team, to take a nice deep exhale. I like to put a hand on the heart, a hand on the belly, and just breathe in, exhale it out, drop into heart space, into that present moment, and just ask Spirit, what do I need to know right now? Why am I feeling this way? How does this want to serve me? And even if the answer doesn't come through right away, even if you're not sure what it is or you're resistant to believing there is one, just taking that moment to ask, to listen, and to trust opens those floodgates to wisdom and abundance. This is going to be a year of big epiphanies and psychic revelations for people. We're heading into a year of seven, my favorite number in energy. And seven, I'm a life path seven, so it's a very homey energy for me. And seven is a very spiritual vibration, and it's really about going within. And it's going to be a year of self-healing, of self-exploration, and of soul-seeking and soul-searching. And I feel like for those of you that have felt like you have yet to connect with your joy or that authentic expression of yourself, this is your year. This is your year to do so. And you're going to be very, very supported this year in being led in a strong flow of synchronicity to people and places and things, to information that is going to help you grow, right? So going back to that image of the garden, imagine that God has put you in the most perfect greenhouse for you. You've got the most loving, caring people tending to you, making sure you've got the right fertilizer, feeding you, supporting you, nurturing you, whispering words of love and encouragement. That is what this year wants to feel like and wants to bring to you. The image I like to use for myself when I'm dropping into heart space and connecting, as well as when I'm tapping into clients, is of a nest in the heart. And this is a year to make your nest or enrich your nest, right? What creates that feeling of love and home and support for you, but within yourself, internally, spiritually? So part of why the last couple of years have been so challenging are because everything that was creating an illusion of safety outside of us, that cord got snipped. Those attachments got released, sometimes willingly, sometimes not so willingly. But when we're willing to let go, we open up the flow. And when we are willing to get vulnerable in our new beginnings, and when we are willing to push through the fear, it can take us to somewhere enriched, somewhere even more beautiful. At the very least, it strengthens us, because you can look back and go, I made it through that. And as any of you know who have been through a spiritual awakening, it's one of those moments where when you're in it, you feel like you won't make it through it until you do, and you look back and go, that was not fun. But if I had to go through that again to get here, I absolutely would, because that's where it takes you. So Spirit is saying, get ready to birth something big. Get ready to reconnect with your dreams. And when we say this, it doesn't have to be something lofty. It doesn't have to be something far out or far away. It's not about all this BS superficial stuff that you see out there on social media and whatever else. It's about what brings you peace. What are you consciously choosing to bring into your nest? And that, my friends, is a very sacred, sacred space. So whatever comes into that nest in your heart space has to be worth it. Has to be a resonant, vibrational, energetic match for your greatest good. Now you've gone through all the clearing out. Things might feel a little frazzled. You might have felt like a tornado hit your nest and you've only got a couple little twigs and leaves hanging around. This is the year where you rebuild it. But you are building it from inside, not outside. You're building it from truth, from divine energy. I just got this beautiful image of God's hands in heart space holding your nest. That is what you're ready for. That kind of love, that kind of safety. So Spirit asks you, are you ready to let that in? Because we are ready to deliver that to you. We know you're worthy of it. Can you bring yourself to acknowledge your worthiness? So for this month of January, they encourage you to take lots of quiet time, lots of stillness. Winter is the season of grief, right? It's all about reflection. And so all those things that we might not have had time to process, we're inside, it's cold. We now have the time to sit and look at, to review and reflect, to feel, to heal. And with the beautiful New Year energy, to let go and to open up to that new flow. So, what do you want to bring in this year? One of the biggest mistakes Spirit's saying people make with New Year's resolutions is they get too specific. So I always encourage clients in sessions, when you are praying for things, be careful not to project by praying too specifically, because your human mind will think, this is fantastic, I'm going to ask for this. And Spirit goes, really? that's as good as you think it's going to get. We were going to deliver this, but okay, if that's what you asked for. So I always encourage people to ask for your highest possibility and greatest outcome. So it's fine to paint that picture for spirit, you know, my goal is this or something greater, right? So that's fine, but just leave it open, right? Make sure you're not limiting that dream or that intention. Because that's what I feel like. This is a year where spirit wants to surpass those goals and intentions. And I think that you will find that by the end of 2023, you'll be able to look back and it's like, wow, things were really delivered. You know, I asked for good and I got great. Or, you know, I got the cake and the cherry on top. And so I feel like we want to just move forward in that space of surrender, in flow, in trust, in faith, and just trust that whatever is for our greatest good is going to manifest. And lots of healing. I'm seeing lots of green, and spirit is saying that there's definitely going to be a focus on health and healing in the coming year. Now, of course, they show me this is going to be of all the selves, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. A lot of reconciling things, a lot of coming full circle moments, and a lot of embarking on new adventures, new journeys, new projects. You might find that also your style changes. They're showing me a lot of people are going to feel guided to play around with their look, maybe your hair color, just the feel of things. And because you have changed so much, you're going to want to experiment with how that new vibration feels most authentically expressed. And so whether it's your space and you're needing to maybe switch up some colors, move some furniture around, or your personal expression of your style, just have fun with it. Explore. That's what they're saying. Get creative. Try things. You don't like something, let it go. You love something, keep it. You never know unless you try. So getting back to specifically the month of January, spirit says this is definitely going to be a month of renewal. You're going to feel your energy slowly, slowly start to charge back up. They just show me like a battery, just being plugged in and charged in, charged up. They know that so many of you have been soul weary, not just tired, soul weary. They know this. They hear your prayers. They see what we're moving through. And they want you to know that over the first 3 months of the new year, it's going to be a general, steady progression of energy coming back. And they encourage you with that not to look to get back to a place of energy that you were in from the past, but rather to simply put your focus and intention on this present moment of, I would just like to feel that I am connected and in my vitality to the highest possibility that is available to me now. So a couple of the chakras that might still focus in this month that you might find come up for some work and some balancing are the throat chakra and the heart chakra. And later in the year, I feel like then they're saying it's going to shift and we're going to see a strong emphasis on the solar plexus and the sacral. It's okay to not know what you want. Ask spirit to reveal that to you. If you find yourself, standing on this new path and going, I'm not quite sure where I go from here. I didn't think I'd ever be here. I don't know what to ask for. I don't even know what I want anymore. You don't need to. You just need to trust and ask spirit what I focus on your feeling. What I want is to feel safe. What I want is to feel happy. What I want is to feel healthy. I want to feel abundant. Whatever it is that you want, focus on the feeling and let spirit take care of the details. That will serve you far more than trying to manifest a very specific picture. Because often, and they're saying like a lot of you probably have found the last 9 to 12 months, sometimes what we think is our happiness, the picture ends up looking very different, but it's always better. So we really want to trust in that greatest outcome with no attachment. So they encourage you. It's like I see spirit just coming up and just wrapping you in this big, beautiful, cozy blanket and rubbing your arms and just giving you a kiss on the crown chakra, a kiss on the top of the head. And they're saying just this is a month to ease yourself in to the new energy, to continue to be very gentle with yourself, to replenish, to recharge, and to still kind of remain in a little bit of a cocoon because that's serving you. Okay, there's lots of things that are starting to surface. Some new clarities are starting to emerge. Some new energies are starting to pull at you and make connections, but all in good time. Gentle, gentle, gentle. So they show me an image of a baby fawn, you know, it's standing up and finding its legs for the first time. There's such a beauty and an innocence in something feeling new again, right? Feeling like we're back in that awakening. But remember how magical it is? When you have your spiritual awakening, there's nothing like it. You never forget it. It is the most magical moment. And we're there. You know, it's like a second coming of that, or for some of us, maybe the first time. And just honor the beauty and the innocence and the vulnerability and be gentle, gentle, gentle with yourself and others. Spirit says a big thing is people always worry about who to connect with or who to ask to connect with. I honestly, again, like to not worry about being too specific. I understand people's desire to connect with certain spirit guides, and that can be done. And if you want to, you know, go for it. But it's quite all right to just say my spirit helpers, my spirit team. And trust, they know better than we do, right? Whoever has the wisdom or the guidance that we need at that moment is going to step forward and reveal themselves to us. So don't worry about having to call on someone specific. Just, okay, spirit helpers, here's what I need to ask you for. Here's the support that I'm looking for. And then just trust what comes to you. So anything that supports your personal growth, this will be a month where I feel like you're going to get some really like little flashes of light, divinely inspired ideas, a lot of little thoughts, repetitive thoughts and divinely guided ideas are going to start to spark almost like a little firework. And you're going to go, oh, I feel like I want to try this, or oh, I want to read this book, or you know, you're guided to this website or whatever it looks like. There's going to be these little beautiful synchronistic connections that appear in this first month of the new year that are going to really set the stage for what's to come, and to make sure that you are, you know, they show it as like just the trail is there, and you've got your basket and you're just picking up the Easter eggs as you go, and just trusting that they will put you on the right path and connect you with all the right people that you will need to make the most of this year by starting with having a really gentle month and intro into it. So they're saying this is a time to get quiet. Again, it's a time to cocoon a little bit further, enjoy that feeling of renewal and energy that's going to start to come back and envelop you. And it is a month to celebrate your strength, your newfound wisdom, and to know that there's no such thing as mistakes, only lessons learned, wisdom gained, strength gained, and overall growth. So they say, please, as you do reflect, remember to do so, especially for yourself, through God's eyes of love, and not to do so with judgment, but rather with understanding and acceptance and acknowledgement of how far you've come, how much you've learned, and where it can all take you. And that everything has a purpose, no matter how deep it's buried or how hidden it may seem. I see a lot of people reconnecting with their faith in January. If you felt like it's been tested, or you maybe feel like, again, how they were saying how you might feel the need to express your style differently or be drawn to different colors or sacred space, they're saying as well, you might find that your rituals, your spiritual practice, your faith, that might need a little bit of tweaking as well. So again, what's working for you, what's not? What feels authentic, keep it. What doesn't, let it go. Embrace the new. New, new, new. It's like a neon sign flashing. If it's new, you're on the right track. The more we try to drag things forward, the harder it will be. What they show me is, imagine you're going on this trip, but you don't need any luggage. You know, you don't have to drag this heavy suitcase around. You've got everything you need right there in heart space. So just go. All right, so I am going to pull a card from Colette Baron Reed's Oracle of the Seven Energies. Seems fitting since we're kicking off a year of seven. So let's see what comes up with that. Oh, I love it. Okay. Feeling the world. Feeling the world. So this is really representing that spiritual vibration, that empathic nature, that highly sensitive nature that comes from that vulnerability that's associated with new beginnings. Being sensitive to the feelings of others, awareness of the broader perception. And so Spirit says, that's why that gentleness is so vital. Because when we're honoring our sensitivity and when we're aware of so much happening around us, we need to do so from that place of self-care and self-love and empowerment versus sometimes we go like, oh, Happy New Year, hit the ground running, and we try to do it all at once. We try to just like feel like there's this pressure to achieve everything within the first month. They're like, no, no, no. Everything's there. All the eggs are laid out on the path. Just take that first step and they'll let you know when it's time to take the next one. And anything that you need to do that helps your energy flow. So whether that's just soaking in an Epsom salt bath, drinking more water, whatever just gives your energy body a feeling of movement is going to be really beneficial. You know, maybe you used to sage all the time, but you haven't lately. Anything that's going to create some movement in and around your energy body, tap into that. Listen to some guided meditations. Just, again, take that quiet time. Remember that this is a very internal journey this year, so start there. That's where you start. You're going from the inside out. Start from heart space. Start to just, like, you know, picture your inner child and bring them into that nest in heart space and just talk to them. Just give them a hug. Just tell them how proud you are of them, how much you love them. Give yourself that moment of acknowledgement and then dream together and ask your inner child, what do you want to create this year? How do we want to feel? What do we want more of? I know I want more lightness. I know I want more laughter. A lot of people feel like right now they need to reconnect with the beauty and the magic of life. They feel like they need to reawaken their enchantment, and that's okay. Sometimes we have to be very focused on the physicalities of things, and then we get these periods where we have that grace to be able to go and process it on that deeper internal level. So think about what you want more of, how you want it to feel. And Spirit's like, just start there. It's as simple as that. So I see all your spirit helpers standing around each of you in a circle, just giving you the warmest, most beautiful, bright hug of just Reiki, God source healing light energy, and enveloping you in this circle of truth, this circle of perfection. Reminding you that no matter how chaotic and how complicated the world may seem, it's always simple because it always just comes back to love. So let's all celebrate one another. Let's all celebrate that it is never, ever too late to begin again. Let's all embrace the blessing of the opportunity to begin anew, and let's let this month of one and this new beginning energy open our minds and our hearts and set an intention that it take us somewhere very beautiful. I send you all so much light and love and gratitude for your continued support. And I look forward to connecting with you again for February. Take good care.